Rory O'Neill, NBC News Radio national correspondent on this Monday morning. Rory, I hope you're doing well. What's on your docket?
Hey, Jack, good morning. Well, I'm down in Florida, so we're all upset about the FSU getting snubbed. But, you know, being a New England native, we don't really have I didn't grow up with college football. You know, it was Doug Flutie threw a pass once, and that's the extent of college football in most of New England.
It's funny you mention that, Rory, because Boston College just doesn't even, you know what I mean? Boston's a major sports market, but the college itself, ever since that Doug Flutie pass, hasn't really resonated.
Who was the coach? Was it Bicknell?
What's that?
Was it Coach Bicknell when Footy threw that? Was that the coach?
I believe it was. And Gerard Phelan made that sick catch. So,
it was an amazing era.
Against Miami,
It showed you how good Flutie was. All right, Rory, take
it away. The Harvard-Brown game doesn't really, you know, get the juices flowing.
No, or Harvard-Yale. Harvard-Yale. All right, Rory, take it away.
Yeah, so another interesting phenomenon out here is how much Americans are losing money to all these subscription services we're signed up for. A great poll asked people from CNR Research, hey, how much do you spend a month on subscription? Either your gym membership, your Hulu, Apple TV, or even shaving club. They said $86 a month for subscriptions. But when they went back to look, they're paying $219 a month on average on subscriptions. That's like $1,500 a year. And if you use the subscription, great. But if you're not, then you are pouring money down the drain, and the corporations love it. It's costing them nothing to keep on making you resubscribe month after month.
Well, I think it's higher if you add like your phone, if you call that up subscription, your cable, your internet. I would say it's closer to $300 to $500 for a lot of families a month.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, those are more utilities, but I was talking more of when you subscribe to individual channels like Hulu or Netflix, or the meal kits are another one coming in, that gym membership that maybe you're signing up for in the new year, and all these things start at 99 cents a month, right? And then suddenly you tell yourself, oh, I'll remember to turn it off. You never do. And sometimes unsubscribing to these things is like a 45-minute phone call to customer service, and we just shrug and let the $12.99 stay on the debit card, and we shouldn't.
It happens more often than not, right? I'm not going to deal with that. I'll just keep paying it. Yeah. Good point, especially with inflation. Good point. You could probably save a couple thousand a year if you looked into this. Thank you.
Thanks, Jack.